Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced lit degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnnaButPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to hire some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Pat Cooper. Pat Cooper is Tampa-based marketing professional who's passionate about driving results and growing meaningful brands. He currently works as a marketing consultant and is the host of the Brands Over Brews podcast. What a great name. So Pat, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we were just recently talking about coffee, so I feel like that Brands Over Brews was super applicable. So it's great to be here.
It is super applicable. Thanks for being here. So from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Yeah, well, so much, right? I think that marketing as an industry as a whole is becoming very AI forward. I work in tech marketing. So obviously with technology, AI and tech go hand in hand there. But when you think of marketing as a whole, you're thinking of, you know, AI forward design and copywriting and sales. And, you know, it's really the whole bucket there when it comes to marketing. I think AI has kind of enveloped the marketing industry as a whole, not only to develop our own skills, develop, you know, how can we you know, process campaigns faster? How can we get attention faster through the marketing campaigns that are being run? But through, you know, stuff I do on the side with Brands Over Brews, marketing as a whole has really changed the podcasting industry too, right? From outreach, getting more guests booked on the podcast, creating transcripts and automating the way that podcast episodes are being transcribed and put into all these different formats, to reaching users and you know, pushing out to all sorts of directories all over the web. So AI is everywhere. It's impacted marketing in good ways and bad ways. There's still some bad ways too, unfortunately, but I think it's, you know, AI is a tool. It's how you use it. Hopefully people are going to be using it for the better, especially marketing as a whole. But yeah, it's completely reshaped a lot in the industry.
It is reshaping everything, man. It's everywhere. And I love that you say that it's a tool, because that's what it is. It's a tool for us to augment our powers. And I'm very interested. I always have problems with that word. I'm very interested in knowing, because you mentioned that it's impacted in good ways and in bad ways. Can you give me some examples of those?
Yeah, I think in good ways, there are so many applications for AI to help develop smaller businesses in terms of lead generation and reaching new customers and really taking the load off of a small business owner's backs. When you think of content and design and, you know, automated email or phone call outreach. So there's a lot there that really helps. On the small to medium business side, that's great. However, something that's potentially negative is how AI can be abused. It can be used to completely replace people that don't necessarily need to be replaced. And that comes down to, you know, using AI as a tool, because it's a tool in our toolkit. It's not necessarily something that's, you know, needs to be used to replace people. But, you know, there's a lot in terms of design. I'm sure you may have seen in social media, there's a lot of, you know, potential fraudulent, you know, graphics and design that can be created with AI, especially generative AI. I'm thinking of a lot of, you know, posts that you may see on X from some specific people. And it can be abused in that way, unfortunately. But hopefully, you know, as AI gets developed, as new safeguards get developed for brand and personal use of AI tools, we start to shift away from those potential gray areas and move into a cleaner slate for how we use that sort of automation in our day-to-day.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think that it's like everything new. Well, AI is not new. It's been here for so many years, but accessibility is new. When cars started, there were no regulations about seatbelts or speed or anything. And I think that's what we're going to start seeing with regulations about AI. I'm talking about the images that you were saying that are fraudulent. I could only think, like, when you mentioned that, before you started going more like deeper in that, I thought about the memes of, oh, make a salmon in the river, and it's like a salmon fillet in a river, you know, that made me laugh. But it's interesting. So Pat, what are some practical applications that you use in your business with AI? Some tactical stuff.
Yeah, no, there's so many use cases. I'll talk about Brands Over Brews, the podcast that I run. We use AI and automation for guest outreach. So we use AI to develop templates for messaging to communicate with new guests and, of course, reach out to new guests. And with that automation, we put them into a pipeline where they get automated emails and messages on, you know, follow-ups and making sure that they're scheduled and they have everything they need for each podcast episode. Once that podcast is recorded, it's recorded using a tool which uses AI to construct the episode. And we also use another piece of AI that transcribes the episode that lets me know what different callouts I should promote for each episode, kind of taking that work off my back. And then YouTube has AI baked into it too. So it helps you develop thumbnails for, you know, video snippets of each episode. So, you know, from the very start of the outreach to producing the episode to post-production and taking it live, AI is kind of filtered into every single aspect of the business.
Yeah. And you know what also I like about AI having, YouTube having AI? The transcripts of the videos.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, helpful. I love it so much. I use it so whenever I don't know how to do something, I go to YouTube and look for the person who knows how to do it. And now with the transcript, I just can go to ChatGPT and be like, ChatGPT, here's the transcript. Build me an SOP.
So helpful.
So helpful. Oh my gosh. Game changer.
Yeah, I mean, as business owners, we don't have time to, you know, listen to the episode and type it all out. And, you know, being able to flip the switch and get that transcript under like 5 seconds is game changing.
It's game changing because, yes, we don't have time, and we also don't have the attention span anymore.
I definitely don't.
I can tell you, I'm a goldfish. I'm close to being a goldfish. I watch everything in 2x. But anyways, Pat, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah, of course. So you can listen to the podcast Brands Over Brews, available everywhere you find podcasts. I do a lot of consulting work on the side. So if you want to work with me for your organic and paid media strategies, you can check me out at patbcooper.com, or you can follow me on social at patbcooper.
Perfect. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Pat Cooper, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by going to his podcast, Brands Over Brews. Oh my gosh. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Or going to patbcooper.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.